Today is March 18th, 2017. This is Comics News Podcast number 87. I'm Todd Augusto from Jay Stone. And today we're going to, it's probably going to be a short one. Jay has to run soon. But I wanted to chat with Jay about his thoughts on Iron Fist on Netflix, which just debuted, what, 2 days ago? Day ago, something like that. It's based on the Marvel Comics Iron Fist, which I read when it came out, I think, in Marvel Premiere back in the 70s. And, well, a couple of things. Before we get started, Jay, how many episodes have you watched so far? I've only watched like 3.5.
I've done like almost 2.
Okay, so I won't spoil it for you.
Okay.
So no spoilers past episode 2, if I can remember what's in which episode. But I'm
episode
only like,
2, he's in the mental institution.
Okay, good. Well, not good that he's there, but you've put a frame of reference for me. I am in the middle of episode 4 right now. So before we get started, given that we have not seen the entire series, we've only seen very few, thumbs up, thumbs down, undecided.
For me right now, it's thumbs up. Okay. But I'm biased. I love this character.
You are a huge Iron Fist fan.
I'm a huge Iron Fist fan.
You know, I read it since the beginning, since, like I said, it was in Marvel Premiere. Not sure I'm a huge fan. You know, I'm kind of old enough that I was always a fan of the martial arts kind of superheroes, including Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu, Karate Kid over on the DC side. Even Judo Master, for those who remember the Charlton character. Which preceded them all. Right?
Yeah.
So always been a fan. Well, maybe not all. But like Karate Kid was pretty early on, too. I think Karate Kid was the 60s.
Yeah, so, which was Legion of Superheroes.
Right. And those two preceded the whole Bruce Lee thing, I think. Judo Master for sure.
Yeah.
But in any case, as for me, I'm giving it a kind of undecided. And so let me tell you what I think, Jay, and you can shout me down. I think that like other Netflix Marvel series, it is glacially slow.
That is correct.
I will say, without spoiling anything, it kind of speeds up in episode 3.
Okay, good.
But it is episode 2 when he's, again, this is a spoiler, but it's only episode 2. When he's in the in a mental institution, I won't say how he gets there. That episode alone is like, oh my gosh, that could have been compressed into 3 minutes and it'd be fine.
It was rather drawn out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think the Marvel Netflix series it's like a 13 episode order, and so they had to make it 13 episodes.
I guess so, but.
And so they extended, I mean, even like the first Daredevil series, there were a lot of things that were like, well, why is it just taking this long to do this stuff?
I know, the first 4 or 5 episodes of Daredevil were like, oh my gosh, am I going to keep watching this or not?
I only kept up with it because you said it gets way, way better. And you're right, it got way, way better.
Yeah, I think once you got to like episode 6 or 7, it got pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about series 2 because I haven't watched season 2 yet of Daredevil because, I don't know, just after I watched episode 1 of season 2, I just couldn't get past it.
Season 1 was better, in my opinion, than season 2.
So that said, I guess, you know, my condition was I have gotten past episode 1 of Iron Fist. Like I said, I'm in the middle of episode 4. So I guess I will say it is better than season 2 of Daredevil. For me. And in fact, it's better than Jessica Jones, aka Jessica Jones, because I couldn't get past a couple episodes of that either. And not as good as Luke Cage. Hard to say. One thing I will say, it is, while it is often visually dark, and by I say visually dark, I don't mean dark like Dark Knight sense of dark, but visually dark, I can't see stuff.
Right.
While it is often visual dark, more happens in the daytime or in lighted situations that I can literally see more than I've seen in other Netflix Marvel TV shows. So I am appreciative of that. And if one of our five listeners are working on this show, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for finding listening to us, Hollywood. Or Netflix, however you want to look at it.
Right. So the question is, well, not the question, but the comment I wanted to make before we really get started is that, so when I first started, I have not read Iron Fist in decades. And so when I first started watching the TV show, it's like, well, okay, I get it. He's not in costume. Okay, that costume was a little, I don't know what the word is, but that bright green and yellow costume never
made sense. It was silly.
Yeah. So, okay, I understand that they don't have him in the costume. And the elements of the origin story kind of resonated, but they, like, didn't seem right. And I had to literally go to Wikipedia to go look up the origin story in the comic version. And I think it's safe to say it is loosely based on Iron Fist comics.
Yeah, it's not based on the 70s origin story.
Well, it kind of is, right? I mean, you know, the interdimensional city... The parent, the Meacham name, Rand names, all of that. But in the comic books, it's the father who first goes to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the father who leads them on foot, them being his wife Heather, his son Danny, and his business partner Meacham. And then stuff happens in the comic books. And in the TV show, there's an airplane crash.
You know,
which is, okay, that's fine. So the origin story contains elements of the comic book origin, but changes many features, including Meacham, the partners. I guess his first name is Harold. Harold Meacham's physical condition is very different in the comics versus TV show. Okay, that said... What did you think, for having seen two episodes now?
For me, I don't know. Again, I'm biased, but of all the Marvel shows, it's the first one where I'm excited to see what happens in the next episode.
Really? And as a fan, like I said, you are a bigger fan of this character than I am. As a fan of the comic book character, given the differences, which, you know, some of the costume stuff, okay, I get it. But the other parts of the origin story, I'm not quite getting it. I'm not quite sure where they're leading it to. And so I'm trying to understand how you see that.
I'm okay so far because they say enough. They talk about Kunlun, the Thunderer.
Uh-huh.
Forget the guy's name. Li Kung.
Mm-hmm.
Or Li Kung, the Thunderer. They talk about that.
Did they call him the Thunderer in the TV show, though?
Yeah, I just saw it. Okay. Yeah, because I was watching it. So he says, because he says he becomes friends with the guy who's also homeless.
Okay, I remember.
And he says, "What is your purpose?" And then the other homeless guy says, "Well, what is your purpose?"
Yeah.
Right. And he talks about Kunlun. Right. And then there's another part where he tries to become get employed in that dojo, Colleen Wing.
Wing.
Is gonna, you know, is the sensei, and then he talks about Li Kung, the Thunderer.
Okay.
Because she says, "Well, where did you study?" and that kind of thing.
Right.
And he mentions that he drops a few names.
Right. Now I have to say, Colleen Wing's character always puzzled me, even in the comic books. But it gets kind of explained later. But in the TV show, it's totally puzzling. Why someone with a Chinese surname speaks Japanese, you know, and practices karate or a form of karate from what I can see.
And, yeah, that didn't make any – and then why – I mean, he speaks Mandarin to her and then she says, well, either English or Chinese or Japanese.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken Mandarin since I was a kid. And I'm like, well, how does that work?
Yeah. Now, it turns – in the comic books, her father is Chinese, Wing. And mm-hmm. her mother is Japanese.
Is that how it's explained?
Yeah, in the comic books. In the TV show, they haven't explained that yet. So for somebody looking at, in just kind of coming in, having no background in comic books, you would go, well, why is a person with a Chinese surname speaking only Japanese and English? Okay, you know, whatever, right?
She also seems pretty young to be a sensei.
Very young. She's, what, maybe mid-20s?
Yeah, and to be a sensei where... of the skill level that she's talking about, that means she must have started when she was a tiny child.
Like 1 year old.
Yeah, very, very young to supposedly be that good, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a little bit different. But wasn't she in The Force Awakens?
Yes.
That actress?
I did.
She was one of the fighter pilots, right?
Right.
The X-Wing pilots.
Right. And again, you know, in this case, it's not whitewashing a character, but she just doesn't look Asian enough to me. What did you think? Okay.
I don't know. She looked fine to me.
I mean, as an actress, she seems fine, but just didn't look the part. I don't know.
Well, to be honest, I really was more into... I would buy Power Man, you know, the Power Man Iron
Fist? Right, right, right.
Series. I don't remember Wing. I don't remember Colleen Wing.
Colleen Wing shows up in the original Marvel Premiere origin story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then she teams up later with Misty Knight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know at some point Misty Knight from Luke Cage and Colleen Wing got to show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Colleen Wing obviously has shown up, but...
No, I mean together.
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 I suspect that will happen in The Defenders, but I have not seen all of Iron Fist, so who knows? You know, we may see Misty Knight. Because doesn't she kind of show up in all the shows?
No, the nurse shows up.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, the nurse shows up.
Misty Knight is only in Luke Cage so far.
Yeah, she was a detective, and then she left the Force and became... Well, she was always Misty Knight, but then she becomes the character Misty Knight. And they show her in her outfit that looks similar to what you normally see her in the comics.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the character in the comic books known as the Night Nurse, although they don't refer to her.
That's the Rosario Dawson character. Yeah,
excellent character. Always an interesting one. So, okay, so we've got that. My own little kind of Asian perspective on that character. At least they chose somebody with, you know, who's part Asian, so thank you for that much. Mm. But I don't know. I just think if your name is Wing.
why don't you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not sure why they made it so that, I mean, it's a TV show, right? So couldn't she be, I mean, she could speak Mandarin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you mean she would just have to memorize it phonetically.
Or speak it with an American accent.
Well, yeah.
You know, for those of us who, and my Japanese is horrible, but I remember my daughter was learning Japanese. I kept listening to her. You know, you have kind of an American accent.
The thing, I've only seen a couple episodes. The thing I don't understand is why he has so much difficulty remembering what happened. At least that's what it appears in the first two episodes. Like he tries to meditate and remember what happened, and it's like, the way the actor is portraying it, it's as if he's discovering what occurred. Or are we supposed to believe it's so painful that it's hard for him to recall? And that's why he gets all agitated?
I didn't quite see it that way. I mean, it is kind of a unusual entrance from the perspective of a fan of the comic books. But my interpretation of it was, at least in episode 2, is he's, you know, he's drugged out in a mental institution. And it's hard to think, period. And so I looked at it as him doing these flashbacks, you know, A, so we know what's going on in the story. Mm-hmm. But B, you know, him trying to concentrate to be able to bring forth
summon the fist.
Yeah.
Summon the fist.
Yeah. Right? Which well, I guess it's a spoiler. You know, obviously, at some point he's going to summon it, and he does.
Yeah, well, he's Iron Fist. I mean, that would be so silly if they waited to the very last couple episodes. That would be so ridiculous.
That would have been horrible. Yeah. But that's how I looked at it. I don't think he's forgotten anything. But I will say this. You know, in the comic books, he comes roaring into town, you know, in full green and yellow garb, completely in control of his faculties, both physical and mental, and you know he's ready to rumble.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, he shows up as kind of as frequently referred to as a homeless guy with no shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I couldn't quite figure out. You know, if you're coming in, let's say for sake of argument, even though it's an interdimensional city, let's say it was somewhere in China, Tibet, you know, that kind of area of Asia.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to get from there to here, or here, you know, New York, let's say. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you could make it looking like that unless he came on a steamer boat or something.
Yeah, they don't explain how he gets to America.
Yeah, right.
From Kunlun.
Which must, I mean, to me, that's an interesting story. You know, either that A, he had help, or B, he had money, and he doesn't have money when he gets there. Mm-hmm. So that part really bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense to me.
No.
That seemed like overly contrived.
Yeah.
You know.
So
kind of thing.
Right. So what do you like about it? Because you said you gave it a thumbs up. So what is it that you like? We know it's different, so it's not that they're following the storyline. They're kind of, you know, taking bits and pieces of it, so it's familiar to you probably.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like about it?
I like some of the action. I like the fact that you find out that Ward Meacham, when they were young, was just a really horrible person.
Yeah. Yeah, he was evil Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, he was evil from the beginning.
Yeah.
I actually liked the homeless guy that was his friend.
Yeah,
and said that they I don't know if they took him off, but you know, I think he has a drug overdose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually liked that character. I wish they kept him around longer.
Me too. I thought the same thing. I was disappointed. I thought
it was a good foil.
Yeah.
And it they used it as a way to talk about issues.
Right.
So I like that part of it. I like the premise where he just shows up and everyone thinks, you know, that he's crazy.
Right.
But I like the fact that he just shows up and he wants everything to be the way it was. Because he thinks everything the way it was. I mean, in a way, it shows me that he's still even though he's the Iron Fist, he has this very innocent way of looking at things.
Right.
And I like that as opposed to all the other Marvel Netflix shows. Not one of them is hopeful.
Yeah, I guess so. But to put it in context, let's see. How old is he when he disappears in the plane crash? 9, 10, 11?
10.
10?
And like 10 years old.
15 years between portals, so he's 25 now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other characters are roughly a couple of years plus or minus that age, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Ward and Joy Meacham.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you like about it? Do you like the supporting characters? Do you like the story? I mean, it's glacially slow, so it's, you know, I know you want that sped up a little, but I have to say, it does have a compelling storyline, much more so than a.k.a. Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah. I like the people in the mental hospital. You know, I like these odd little characters.
Yeah.
That they interject into the storyline. But granted, I've only seen like a couple episodes, so right. I haven't seen too much.
Right.
I'm not enthralled with Wing right now.
Okay.
But I think that's because they're really drawing out her storyline. I watched some of the previews about what is going to happen.
Right.
They had like a featurette about Colleen Wing.
Right.
And so I know she's going to be, you know, go and do fights and stuff.
Right.
So I want to see that. Right now, her being the sensei of the dojo doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. And then her character just seems not fully developed yet.
Yeah. In her case, you know, you and I have been complaining a lot about the age problems in the Gotham TV series.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this case, I would have been okay if they made Colleen Wing maybe another 10 years older.
Mm-hmm.
So that her master status is more believable.
That's true. I mean, you can be a young master. That's possible. But it's also kind of like...
Like Bruce Lee.
Yeah. But it's also... I would think it would be more believable.
Right.
Like, one thing that I thought was really good about Luke Cage... is they spent a lot of time on developing a lot of the supporting characters and making them seem very real, like you're in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, like the barber.
Right.
Right? Pop, the barber, and then the there's that other guy, I forget his name, and he would play chess or something.
Right.
Right? Like that guy. I like the Misty Knight character and how they gave her, you know, I like how they showed how, as a detective,
she could imagine what was happening. And you saw it, you know, she's using the clues, right? The evidence around her, and they reenact it. And that to tell the story. And I like that part of it. And I like how they, you know, they gave her the as the story went on, right? She was like at some basketball court. And like she like threw a basketball and it went in or something. And then she said that this is my name down here. I mean, there are those interesting tidbits of the storyline that flesh out the characters. I like that part. I haven't seen, granted, only been a couple of episodes, right?
You've only seen two episodes. I've seen 3.5.
I haven't seen that in the Colleen Wing character, but in the Luke Cage series, Misty Knight seemed more fully realized as a character from the very beginning to me. You know, so I don't know why they're not doing the same thing with Colleen Wing. Maybe they're just taking their time, like how they like to do with these shows.
Too much time. I was just looking at the Wikipedia entry for the Iron Fist TV series, and it does say that the character Claire Temple, aka the Night Nurse, does show up in this show. Doesn't say anything about Misty Knight. So we will see Claire Temple join the dojo.
And I'm just right now just really confused. Why did the father? I mean, it's a big spoiler. Well, it's a big spoiler. It comes in like the first, maybe second episode.
Yeah.
First episode. Right. Why did the Meacham, Harold Meacham, fake his own death, but he's still alive? You know, and taking orders from the, giving orders to the son. Don't tell me why. It just seems really odd.
Yeah. It gets explained in episode 3.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say it's explained, but you get hints. Let's put it in. Enough hints as you go, oh.
I mean, that seems really different from the comic. I don't remember that part from the comic.
Yeah.
That's the, if there's anything that they changed so much from the comic, that's kind of like, what's going on with that? How was that a better choice
right.
than what was in the comic? But, right. you know, I'm willing to let it to you know, go through the show, you know.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just trying to check something because I could not remember it. But anyway, I know you've only got a couple minutes left to go. Anything else you'd like to say about the TV show?
Watch the show.
Yeah?
I don't think it's 17%.
You don't? Yeah, it does not.
I mean, come on, guys. I mean, come on, critics. If you gave Jessica Jones, I don't know how much, and you gave like the second Daredevil,
right?
You know, really high ratings.
Yeah,
I mean, I think there's some weird backlash against the Iron Fist for some reason.
I think it's because you know, I have to say I'm enjoying this. I'm still kind of undecided, but I will say, as I said earlier, I'm enjoying it more. Then, aka Jessica Jones, more than season 2 of the Daredevil, which I could not finish. So yeah, I agree. I think the critics have a certain tone they want to see, a certain dark seriousness that the rest of us really could do with less of. And like you said, this is the only hopeful show thus far. Maybe Danny will get less hopeful later on, but. In the first couple episodes, at least, he is very like, yes, we're going to do this no matter what.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like in the animated Justice League TV series?
Yeah.
The Flash was the hopeful one, right?
Right.
He was the one that, maybe Danny Rand is not necessarily the jokester, but the happy character versus right. all the brooding characters in the Defenders.
Right.
And he's the one who's there to lighten the tone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you need that part of it as part of your team. And I think it wouldn't make sense for him to be so dark and brooding if he's went to Kunlun, learned everything that he learned.
Right.
Right. He has to be at a place of more. I would think he's more at peace than any of the other characters in the Defenders.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, so that to me, that all makes sense, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So I say watch the show, make your own decision of whatever you think it is. I think it's a fun show. But like every other Netflix Marvel show, it just takes way, way too long.
Yeah, my suspicion is that at least the first 3.5 episodes I've seen, if you got a good editor, they could edit that down to about 45 minutes.
I'm sure. I mean, the first episode?
Yeah.
That was just way too long.
Yeah. And the second episode is like way, way, way too long. That would be like one page in a comic book.
It would be. We're too impatient. Yeah. But you know, the thing is this, right? In my mind, you don't need to be that slow. There's so much story. Iron Fist has been around for like, 40 years 40 now?
40 years.
So it's like, come on. There's so much story you can work on.
Yeah.
It's not like Jessica Jones, who hasn't been around that long. I don't think so, right? She hasn't been around as long as Iron Fist, right?
20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke Cage, he's been around the same amount of time, right?
He preceded Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even Daredevil, right?
Oh, Daredevil.
He's been around from the 60s.
Early 1960s with the yellow costume.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wish we saw that in Daredevil.
That would have been cool.
That would have been awesome if he had, like, a trial costume.
Yep.
Right? Or, like, his other costume got messed up and that guy had to make him, like, a temporary costume that happened to be yellow. And he's like, yellow? That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that's all I got. Take it or leave.
You know, there's so much story to draw from. You don't need to draw these things out.
Yes.
It's not like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Which is kind of like not really at all related to the comic book,
no.
Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. But these are like, you can draw so much from, so use it. I mean, it's there.
Okay.
40 years ago, no one's going to have read it.
And not to shoo you off, but I know you have to leave.
Yes.
So I'm going to cut it short. And I will say this before you leave and give you some food for thought. Since we were talking about Agents of Marvel and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Inhumans have started shooting in Honolulu. Yeah. And in fact, they, you know, the statue of, I don't know whether to call him Father Damien or Saint Damien now, but the Father Damien statue in front of the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
It was temporarily covered with a monolith-like structure with writings from the Inhumans. You know, if you recall the Inhumans writing from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it looks kind of like connected dots. Dots connected by lines. Anyway, I didn't see it in person, but I saw a photo of it. So it was unnamed in the news article, but anybody who's watched S.H.I.E.L.D. knows that that's the Inhumans writing, so they must be shooting here now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do they have a Black Bolt character?
I don't know. I don't know which characters are in and which are out.
Oh, they got a Gorgon, right?
Medusa. Gorgon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We could have said the same with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we got nothing.
I know. Right? I don't know why they do those things.
Because they don't consult us, Jay. That's the problem.
Exactly. And the thing is,
we're cheap.
We are so dirt cheap. You know, you can make it so much better. And this is not just fans trying to be fans. It's like, it's demonstrably true. I'm going to use those words. Demonstrably true that the stories are better.
Yeah.
You read it, they're better.
Yep.
Just because it's in a comic book doesn't mean they're not good stories.
No, otherwise really, they really wouldn't have adapted it, right? If they're bad.
That's right.
And also, Hollywood has run out of ideas, so don't mess around with bad ideas on good stories.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Okay. I know you got to go, so I will let you go.
Okay,
thanks for taking the time.
Talk to you later. No, thank you. This was good.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.